Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, away we go on a Monday for you and for Al. What up?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. I almost quit social media this weekend.
Almost. Wow. I did for a few minutes,
and then I realized I needed. I really can't. Why did I? I was getting annoyed at a number of things.
Right.
Number one, first I was like, you know what? I got to quit Instagram. Because Instagram, I don't follow a lot of people.
Yeah.
But the Instagram feed now is just the same commercials over and over again, and people you don't follow that they want you to follow.
The suggested.
Yeah.
Can you turn that off?
No.
Oh, that you could. Okay.
I don't think you can. I mean, I'll look, but I don't think so, because they want you on the app for a long time.
Yeah, no, I know. That's why I don't log on anymore.
Yeah, it's tough, because it's like, it's Instagram in particular. It might be like, when I first get on it, there's somebody I follow.
Yeah.
Then a suggested person, then an ad, then an ad, then a suggested person, then a person I follow. And it's the same ads.
Yeah, sure.
Over and over again.
Now, let me ask you this. Are they ads that really are geared towards your likes and views?
Yeah, so most of the time, and this is the other frustrating thing, too, is it's something I Googled.
Got it.
Or something I clicked on one time.
Yeah.
You make one mistake, Jerry, and you're finished.
Yes, I understand.
You know, so I did go in there and I figured out, okay, I can make the ads so that they're not aimed at me.
Right.
So that I hopefully would get more random ads, but I'm still getting the same ads over. And it was actually driving me batty.
Yeah, I know. I hear you.
So I was like, I got to get out of this. And then Twitter, here's what I did do with Twitter. I got rid of the people I was following. Like, I was following a lot of people that are talking about the crazy things going on in society.
Okay.
What some might call wokeness, Jerry, or, like, I was following a lot of people like Clay Travis, Sage Steele, Elon Musk. There's a Twitter page called End Wokeness. There's the Libs of TikTok. And it's making me insane that I'm living in this world where all this is going on.
Yeah.
And it's just
consuming
me. It's too much. And I was like, I gotta unfollow all these people.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice to see these people thinking everything's crazy in the world, but it's also making me nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't need to see on my feed constantly transgender this person thinks they're a cat. This kid's going to, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I know.
They're like, look, my feed was just insane. It'd be like, look at this third grader in school thinks he's a lion, and the teachers let him urinate in the class, and he's allowed to bite other students. And it's just too much.
Maddening.
But I also want to know what's going on in the world.
Yeah, I don't. I do not.
Yeah.
That stuff to me. I read the paper every morning online. I skim through the headlines. What I find interesting, I read.
Is there a paper in particular?
I just put the Post online.
So you just go to New York Post online.
What else is there? Honestly.
Who knows?
USA Today, you got to pay for certain things. I don't even bother with that anymore. I'm not reading the New York Times. The Daily News is a shell of what it was. I actually like, believe it or not, the Asbury Park Press, but you got to pay for it. I'm not paying for it. It's enough. So I read the Post every morning. Usually by the time I'm maybe 8 o'clock, I get around, but I just don't have time until then. I will read the headlines. I'll check too before 5 just in case I don't want to miss something.
So if you see a headline that seems interesting, you're like, let me see what this is.
Yes. I do not read articles about the royal family. Don't care. I don't read articles about wives somewhere in this country or the Kardashians or any of that. Like there was one about Kim and Courtney today. I didn't read that. But if there's something going on in the world that I think I do need to read up on, whether it's Ukraine or Russia or something in this country, I will read it. Otherwise, I skim right through it. And I really am off. I got into Instagram for a while. I did. I actually liked it for a little while after I quit Facebook. And even Instagram now, it's probably 3 months since I've posted something, and I haven't even looked at it. Twitter is still a 5 a.m. to 11 a.m. thing for me here, and that not even that I'm on it, but it's up and running, and that's it.
Yeah.
I check it before I go to bed, and that's kind of, I'm done with it. And you remember why this all happened?
I do not.
Last April, when we did the live show, some of the messages that I got about a few of friends that were there, pictures I posted, were just disgusting. And it was like one of those moments where I'm like, I don't need this. We had a nice night. I don't need this.
What do you mean? People were sending you negative?
Oh, horrible.
Really?
Yeah. I posted a couple of photos of friends that were there and just fun. We had a good night. And some of the things.
So you posted, you were like, hey, yeah, I had a great night. I'm going to take some. I rarely put out personal photos, but here's a couple.
Yeah. I tell you, one of the photos, CeeLo and his wife were in it.
Yeah.
And the comments were beyond disgusting.
So you're like, goodbye.
And you know what? It was kind of like, I'll never forget. I was at Matthew's high school baseball game in wherever we were. It might have been Tom's River, wherever we were. I think it was Tom's River, actually. And I'm sitting there looking at it in between innings. I'm like, why am I bothering with this? And that was it. I literally logged off, and I'm like, I'm on a Twitter break. And I kind of never went back, except when I'm here.
Yeah.
And I'm good. And I'm good. And then I got into Instagram for a lot of last year. And I don't know why. I lost interest. And I just haven't gone back. Facebook, I'm completely done with.
Right.
But the Instagram I liked for a little while, and then that was it.
Yeah, I was liking Instagram a lot more than Twitter, but it's just nonstop ads and suggestions. I mean, I'll look to see if there's a way to filter that out. But I was on it the other day looking in the settings and trying to, like,
couldn't find it, huh?
Get out of this.
Yeah, it sucks. Seems like they ruin a good thing all the time.
All the time.
Yeah, I know.
And then the other thing it makes you do is because you then get targeted ads based on what you looked up.
Yeah.
I think twice now before even going on the internet for something.
Because you don't want to get hit over the head with these ads. I know.
Then I did finally download DuckDuckGo. I don't know if you ever heard the commercials for it.
Yes.
It's supposedly this like search engine that doesn't track you and stuff. Yeah. And it will tell you who was trying to track you. So I installed that over the weekend. You download the app, whatever. And I was like, all right, I wanted to look up piano lessons.
Yeah.
Online piano lessons. I said, all right, I'm going to do it through DuckDuckGo. And as soon as I typed in the thing and things came up, it was like Facebook's trying to track you. They're all the ad places wanted then just pound me with. And it is maddening sometimes.
I know. Trust me, I'm aware.
Yeah. But then I started thinking, like, where are we? How do, like, for the job? And you're right. Maybe you got to do it just in the hours we're here. Like, even, like, I come in, if I'm in at, like, 4:15. Yeah. Because a lot of, like, videos, key sports videos, things people are talking about, you do want to see them.
Yes.
But I guess I just
So what I do is
yeah.
I've replaced that for the most part. Now, again, I do log in when I get here, but I'm not scrolling through it. And I always told you, I do check it before bed. I will always check it. I will go to Twitter probably at around 4:30 in the afternoon just to see if there's any big story, unless I was listening to the radio station all day.
Yeah.
But when I'm like playing golf and I'm not aware of what's happened, I will check it around 4:30 and I'll check it at 8 o'clock before I lay down. Like, that's it. But it's really a quick scroll to see if I missed anything, and I'm done. I don't even check mentions, nothing. To answer your question, though, or your query about missing videos, I have a list, essentially, of I go to For the Win, the USA Today website, where they have all the offshoot stories. I will check The Big Lead. I will check Awful Announcing, because the one thing I've learned, all of these clips come from a handful of websites. So I just go to the websites now.
That's a good idea.
And I will miss stuff from time to time. The golf thing, Gio sent me today, the Tyrell Hatton thing where he went off cursing. That literally just came out, I think, on For the Win like an hour ago. They get it, but they're a little bit behind.
You would have gotten it.
Yes. So I am going to miss things, but it is what it is. Right. The best I can.
For your mental clarity, it's better.
Yeah, it's great. And it really is. I don't think too much about it anymore.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah, it's maddening trying to figure out, like, I want to be in the loop, but I also don't want to be, and it is weird, it is like an addiction,
because
I will tell you, I had just had it by Saturday morning, and I was just like, you know what, even Friday, I was just like, I got to get out of this, and I was like, I'm just going to delete these, just going to delete them, and I deleted them off my phone, and then, next day, Saturday, when I'm like, let me put it on my phone, but I started negotiating. Like, what addicts
do. You start rationalizing.
Right. I said, okay, you know what? I'm going to put Twitter back on my phone, but I'm going to unfollow all the people that are posting things that are making me nuts about the world.
Fair.
Okay, so I took all those. But I kind of felt like somebody who has a problem with alcohol going, no more alcohol. And then a couple hours later going, you know what? Beers aren't a problem.
Yes.
I'll just have beers because beers is not vodka.
Yeah,
I'll have beers.
Yep.
And I'll only have beers on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have beers Friday too because it's just
Friday, it's
beer
weekend.
And it's just beers. You know what I mean? Like that,
next thing you know, you're drinking a case.
And that's how that's how these things are addictive.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's
on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I do think, and I there are plenty of, trust me, plenty of married people that are addicted to these things too, so I'm not saying that. But I do think living alone, I think it's almost as if being an alcoholic and working in a bar. I think if you live alone, it's you and your phone.
Yeah.
It's tough. I mean, I've been home too. I mean, I sit there and talk about not reading Twitter very often. But there are times, like, was it Friday night? Yeah, Friday night. So I played golf with Matthew and my father on Friday. I got home about 6 o'clock. He went out to go to work. I got home. Kim wasn't home, and Joseph was at a party. And she texted me. She goes, I'll be home about 8, 8:30. Are you good for dinner? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I actually ate already. So I'm watching. I put the TV on, and next thing you know, I was bored. I did find myself scrolling. And for me, that's when I could see if I lived by myself, I'd be on it a lot.
Yeah.
Because it fills a void of just being bored.
Yeah, especially if you have hours to kill, that's one thing. But if you're like, you know what, I want to start cooking dinner around 4, It's quarter to four. Yeah, I'll just look for a few minutes.
100%.
You know what I mean?
What's 15 minutes?
What's 15 minutes? Let me just see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And just even like thinking to reach for it when you know not to do it, you catch yourself doing it.
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
Just out of, it's out of boredom and it's also out of like.
Addiction. It is.
Yeah.
I agree.
Because you, when you're done looking, you feel like, oh, I'm caught up on everything. There's just nothing you could tell me that I don't know unless that happened right this second.
You ever find yourself trying to refresh? Come on, there's got to be something new.
Yeah.
And nothing? Come on, it's been 30 seconds.
Right, so then that's the thing that Instagram is doing. It wants you there. See, at least like on Twitter, if you're in the, Twitter has those two columns, the for you.
Yes.
And then the who you're following.
Yeah.
If you just click on the people you're following, when there's nothing new, you don't see anything.
Right.
And you go, oh, I'm done. But if you're in the for you, anytime you go back to the top, it's going to give you something else.
Sure.
And that's what Instagram's doing. So it's like, oh, you're not ready to get off Instagram, but you've seen everything of the people you follow. Here's some similar things.
Think about the society we're living in. Really, as great as it is, and we do, we have comforts that our parents and our grandparents and never, ever dreamed of having at our age. But at the same time, we've got technology that has us addicted beyond addicted. We've got technology and cell phones, whether it's the apps or just texting, which you can't get off of. You can do anything on your phone. We've got food that is beyond addicting that people are having trouble getting off of. We've got alcohol that is addicting that we celebrate. And I'm one with you. I enjoy having a couple of drinks on the weekend, but it really is not good for you. We still have tobacco products. We learned that those cause cancer. So let's come up with an alternative to get you off tobacco, but we're still going to put that addictive chemical in it so that we can, so it guarantees you're going to keep buying our product. I mean, what the hell are we doing?
Right.
Gambling is legal, which we know is highly addictive if you don't control yourself. I mean, you've got issues every which way you turn.
Yes.
Think about all of that I just said. And then you've got pornography, which can become addicting. And kids on their phones, I'm sure, have been watching it since they're 8 years old in some way, shape, or form. Like, wow. Holy crap. We're living in Biff's world, if you remember that from Back to the Future 2.
What's also weird, too, is like how much of our life we were into our lives before this became a thing.
Right. What do you mean?
Like what age we were. We were adults already.
Yeah.
When this stuff became like the thing of what it is today, right?
So yes, I got my first cell phone at 17 or 18. But all this stuff for me is probably more like in my mid-20s.
Yeah.
Where it started ramping up a bit.
But even like the social media, I think like Twitter was 10 years like
ago, 12 years
Facebook,
ago.
I think, was like 2008.
And Twitter was 12 or 11?
11.
Or, oh, 11. Okay.
2011. I was listening to some guest. He must have been on Rogan maybe a couple weeks ago about smartphones and things. And the people who study it have different delineations as to when it, you know, at which times it got worse. And they said the invention of the front-facing camera was another like milestone step of now everyone's filming themselves doing everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And filters and all that stuff like. Just that part of the technology,
sure.
Having a good quality front-facing camera.
Well, it's funny because I remember if I go back, all those throwaway cameras we used to get, I used to, a lot of times, I would take a picture of me and Kim. I would just turn it around, and I would take a couple of them and hope one of them came out.
Right, you hope for the best.
But now you can do it and see it. And so I can see how that completely changed the market.
Yeah.
You know? It is... It's a different time. It really is. It's a different time. And God knows where it's going. And
yeah,
I tell
where
you, too,
is it going?
With the cell phones, a friend of mine is very close with a former executive of one of the big cell companies. I'm not going to say which one. I know I've told you this off the air. They literally have meetings. What can we do to keep them hooked? Like, that's it. Like, what can we do to keep them hooked? What can we create that's going to force an upgrade? Force a new download to where they got to get new phones. And that's, I mean, it's good business. I understand what they're doing, but it sucks, you know, as the consumer. It stinks.
Yeah.
It's like almost like you're destined to become addicted to something that you otherwise might not be.
Right. And we're not even on the what they would say is the most addictive
TikTok?
One. Yeah.
I have not gone near TikTok.
Me neither. Mm-mm. Thank God, like, I hear it's a Chinese company that's stealing all of our data.
Great.
I'm like,
awesome.
That's a good enough reason for me to talk myself out of.
What does that mean exactly? I hear that all the time.
I don't know what it means either.
Stealing what data?
I guess everything that's the phone's track.
Yeah.
I guess when they say that if you have TikTok installed on your phone, everything that you're doing on your phone, they
right.
can use as data to say, oh.
The Americans are doing this.
Yeah, they're on their phones this many hours a day. They're using this app. They're going to these stores. They're using maps for this. They're messaging about these topics. That's
what they
say.
So it's not a national security thing as much as it is business trying to get ahead of us?
That's what it seems like. But who knows?
Because I hear that. Everybody says that. No one explains it.
Yeah, you're right.
You know? And I know there are others, too. I know TikTok is obviously a big one. There's another one I know that my kids have. I'm blanking out on what.
Snapchat?
That's it.
Yeah.
And that's the dangerous one because you post stuff, everyone can see it, and then it disappears as if it never happened.
Right.
Unless someone takes a screen grab of it. Those are bad for kids.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, some of the stuff I hear, a friend of mine's a counselor, some of the things I hear that are going on, I mean, as young as like fifth grade, sixth, is really heartbreaking is a good word.
Yeah.
For what some of these kids deal with.
Yeah. And all this happened in my time at FAN.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
my son's 14. It's all he knows.
Yeah. Right. If I've been here 17 years, I had my regular flip phone when I got here.
Yeah.
And then even in that time, and it was so funny. I was like so averse to like getting the BlackBerry. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't need the BlackBerry. Then it was like I don't need the iPhone.
And then now you got the iPhone. You got the iPad.
Yep.
You got the iWatch.
Yes.
What else you got? You got Apple TV?
Yeah.
Well,
yes.
You had it anyway.
Yeah, I still have it, yeah.
You do.
The device itself is the Apple TV device, yeah.
You're going to have Apple glasses soon?
Right. I'll be like, I'm not getting glasses, Jerry. Then 2 years later, I'll have glasses.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It is something, man.
I hate being a part of it, and yet here I am.
Not only are you a part of it, you are knee-deep in it.
Knee-deep in it.
And we all are.
And then if you have a job in the media like we do, it's an easier talk yourself into you have to be doing it.
Because you do. I don't even think it's talking yourself. You really do. You got to be a part of it.
You do, but you're right. But you're actually doing it the proper way in saying. Because it's so funny, even what you just said there before, you go, well, I'm on it from 5 to
11.
5 to 11. That's 6 hours.
I know.
And we're acting like you're barely using it.
I know. It's on 6 hours, and it's up and running, and I keep clicking 30 new. Okay, what I miss? Yeah.
But
the guy who does the best is Bob Uecker. Not anymore. He doesn't work here any longer. But Bob Uecker didn't want to get caught up in the whole social media thing. Like,
yeah.
Ian Eagle doesn't have a Twitter account either. Mike Breen doesn't. Bob created a Twitter account with some random name. So he would get no followers, and he just picked all the reporters that he wanted to follow, and he used it as an Associated Press newsfeed. Never posted, never got trapped into following stupid accounts. It was, I'm following beat reporters. I think it was beat reporters and play-by-play announcers, and those were like the 100 people he followed. And that was it. It was a newsfeed for him.
Yeah, I also have to look at people, and they're all people my age or older, so that probably has something to do with it, though. But there are a lot of well-known creative people that are not on it.
Yeah.
Jerry Seinfeld gave it a shot. He didn't do anything with it. He will occasionally, on Instagram, put out a trailer for something he's doing, which I'm sure he's not thumbing it out on that thing.
Right.
Right. Howard Stern completely stopped using it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are, you know, Larry David's not on Twitter. There's a lot of people that are very creative types. Chris Rock, these guys are not on Twitter or Instagram. And I don't know if that's just a generational thing, or were they smart enough, you know, going through their career without it, that they
don't need it.
They see the danger in it, or maybe the addictive nature, or don't need it.
I would 100% delete my Instagram account today. The one thing, though, it is a good marketing tool. It is a good way to network. And I've told you, Matthew came up with this golf idea, which I think we're going to announce, I think, next week. It's just great to get the word out.
Yeah.
So that for reasons like that, I don't get rid of it. When we have the calendar, and I give a lot of money to charity for my calendar. Yes, I do keep some for sure. It's a lot of work. I want to get the word out. So I do keep Instagram for that. Kim will post stuff for me on Facebook. I won't. I'm not getting into it anymore. But the Instagram thing I'm going to keep, and I'll post on Twitter. I think if I got fired today, I shouldn't say that. I think I would probably delete Twitter tomorrow. Unless I needed it for a new job for some reason. I don't know. But if let's say I got back into, let's say I got fired tomorrow and I became an Amazon driver. I don't know. I might delete it and start a new account just to follow, kind of like Bob, just follow people that I'm really interested in and get rid of all the, just to start fresh. Now I'm just a driver. Leave me alone, you know?
Yeah, it's funny. Like during the warm-up show, it's actually very useful. The people that write to me during the warm-up
are fantastic.
Show, all are nice.
I know that.
There's no douchebags on there.
Yeah, no, I know. And that's the thing that kills me is that the handful that are so nasty really do ruin it for the really good people out there. That is, I
and
know.
It's a great. I love using it from 5 to 6.
I know. They answer a lot of questions out for us.
Yeah, or people even like having my DMs open on Instagram and that people reach out with ideas or suggestions.
Hell,
or,
we've done podcasts with DMs from people that have questions.
Very rarely, every once in a while, someone's a douchebag,
mm-hmm.
but it's very rare. Most people are douchebags by when they post where others can see it. Very few people are going to DM you and tell you you're a douchebag.
True. And if they do, you might actually respect it.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Hey, one-on-one.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm going to be continually battling
yourself,
social media, and myself.
I know. I totally get it. I get it.
Sure am, Jerry.
Good times.
And then I find great things, though. Like
There's a lot of good in it.
Great things on Instagram. Even their suggestions, I've sometimes found great eating advice, exercise advice, piano advice. So
I will. I will tell you, and maybe this is why I don't have a problem not looking at Instagram anymore or even Twitter for the most part. YouTube. I find I'm on YouTube way too much. And I don't mean it from a standpoint of I'm surfing YouTube.
Yeah.
I find that I don't like watching television, but I find it's got a lot of intriguing videos and it gives you a lot of good the subscribers, the things you subscribe to, I do find intriguing. And I do watch it. I probably watch YouTube more than regular TV now.
Yeah, I love the YouTube commercial-free version.
That's kind of and that's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
I don't mind paying whatever the fit was, $15, $14, $12, whatever it is, because I find that it is 100% worth it. And that, maybe that's why I don't scroll as much as I used to, because when I'm bored, I actually go to YouTube and look for videos I'm interested in.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. No, I love the YouTube.
I might have just had a breakthrough.
We just had a breakthrough, folks, ladies and gentlemen.
I think I did. I had a breakthrough. How about that?
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Let's do the warm-up show.
Yes, tomorrow I want to talk to you about Phil Collins.
Oh, right.
It's okay. Do it tomorrow.
Phil Collins tomorrow. I'm going to write myself a note. All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up show. We'll see you Tuesday. So!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.